Hi, this is Chris Cordes here. And as you guys know, Prince Harry moved to America and he's living in Santa Barbara now. He bought a beautiful house, finally, and he's living with his family. And he's quite happy. He made a book called Spare. Very good book. I loved it. You know, Prince Harry, not a lot of people know this, but he's a very kind, down-to-earth kind of person. And everyone who's met him would tell you the same thing. He's a very kind person. He's not very shy, but he is very open to suggestions, open to new things. And when he made the decision to leave the UK, he made the right decision. Because a statement that he said, and I will never forget it, he said, if I had stayed in England, I would have ended up dead just like my mother. The British press has been so horrible towards him and Meghan. They've been so harsh, so terrible, so mean, to the point where they couldn't stand it anymore. So they escaped to Canada. And from Canada, they went to America. They stayed with Tyler Perry, who was a director. He directed Madea. He was Madea. He did many other movies. And Tyler Perry let them stay there for a while until Prince Harry decided to permanently stay in America. And so he looked around Beverly Hills, he looked around other places. Finally, he found a nice house in Santa Barbara. And now in America, people love him. They know how he does his interviews when he goes there on TV. He's very kind and loving and very open-minded. And so I just don't understand why the British press can be so harsh and so mean towards him. And some reporters would be saying to him, what's the point of moving to America if you're going to get attention there too? Well, it's a different kind of attention. It's not mean-spirited. The British press has been horrible towards Meghan. They have been horrible towards Meghan, calling her horrible racist names. All Prince Harry wants is to live a happy life with his family. Is it too hard to ask? Why can't the British tabloids back off? Why can't the British press back off for a while? No, they want to make money. Money makes the world go round. Yeah, that's right. So I defend Prince Harry completely. And I think that he will enjoy living in America because already people like him there a lot. And he looks like he's having fun by now. And after writing the book Spare, you should get it. You can find it in all bookstores online. And I think there is an audiobook. You guys know I'm only an audiobook person, and I wrote many audiobooks that are found on every digital platform except for Audible. But my podcasts are on Audible. Anyway, moving on. So really, you gotta see it from a non-biased point of view. These papers are making money off Prince Harry's misery. That's why they thrive. But now he's, after publishing the book Spare, things changed. people started respecting him more, liking him more, and understanding that he's also a human being, not a puppet, not a royal puppet. And I back him up 100%. We'll be right back.